is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, and today we're going to talk about facts about teen dating violence and some local resources. According to DoSomething.org, who is one of the largest organizations for young people and social change, they state roughly 1.5 million high school boys and girls in the U.S. admit to being intentionally physically harmed in the last year by someone they are romantically involved with. Teens who suffer from dating abuse are subject to long-term consequences like alcoholism, eating disorders, thoughts of suicide, and violent behavior. One in three young people will be in an abusive or unhealthy relationship. The tricky question, what does an unhealthy relationship even look like? DoSomething.org has created a guide to help you spot the signs. And they are launching a program called One in Three of Us on May 1st. They go on to state that 33% of adolescents in America are victims of sexual, physical, verbal, or emotional dating abuse. In the U.S., 25% of high school girls have been abused physically or sexually. Teen girls who are abused this way are 6 times more likely to become pregnant or contract a sexually transmitted infection. Along with national programs like Do Something, there are local resources for you. Here in Richmond at the YWCA, they have a teen dating violence prevention program. And you can follow their discussions with the hashtag WhyWait. They have comprehensive teen dating violence awareness workshops and a bystander intervention workshop to address 11 to 17-year-olds. Check that out at ywcarichmond.org/teen. The statewide coalition, the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance, has some specific programs for prevention as well. Check out their new video called Ask, Listen, Respect, the video about consent. Teaching kids about the skills of consent that can help reduce sexual coercion, harassment, and even assault. This video is created for kids ages 11 to 16 to show concrete examples of how to ask for consent and what consent looks like and how to respond no. There's a video you can download as well as discussion guides for parents or group facilitators. Along with Ask, Listen, Respect is Do You. Do You is a great program for kids building youth resilience through creative expression. They have facilitator trainings as well as technical support. Do You addresses youth violence, dating and sexual violence, sexual harassment, and bullying by confronting root causes and enhancing protective factors. Do You is a program offered through the Action Alliance, and they have facilitator trainings once or twice a year. And for college students, there's the Red Flag Campaign. It's the first statewide public awareness campaign to address dating violence and promote the prevention of dating violence on Virginia's college campuses. But this campaign has spread all over the United States. It's being used on campuses in every state in the U.S. and in some countries abroad. Designed with a bystander intervention social norm strategy, the campaign encourages friends and other campus community members to say something when they see warning signs or red flags. Check out the Red Flag Campaign at theredflagcampaign.org. To sign up for some of the programs of the Alliance, go to vsdvalliance.org and click on Prevention. Need help? If you've been assaulted or if a loved one has been assaulted or someone you know, you can get help. If you're not sure what to do, you can call the Virginia Family Violence and Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-838-8238. A live person will answer your questions and link you to the closest sexual assault or domestic violence shelter in your area and help you get connected to services on your college campus as well. The V-Word is recorded in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It can also be heard streamed at WRIR.org. If you'd like more information or hear the transcripts of this show or past shows, you can log on to thevword.org and read our blog. Have a story you want to share? Have a question you want to ask? Email me at thevword.radio@gmail.com or follow us on our Twitter account at Prevent Violence. You can also find our Facebook page, The V-Word Radio Show. The show is produced by Carol Wilson.